State Representative Dan Dryden has died after a battle with cancer. Dryden represented District 34, which encompasses part of Rapid City. Colleagues remember Dryden as a good listener and a great lawmaker. SDPB's Least Rubinger has the report.
Governor Dennis Dugard says Representative Dan Dryden's background as a business manager for Rapid City Schools made him an education finance expert. Dryden was first elected to the state legislature in 2011. He rose through the ranks and served as the vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Representative Justin Cronin was a close friend. Cronin describes Dryden as a statesman.
He made a lot of decisions that were not necessarily popular. They were not necessarily on party lines, but Dan knew through his work and the work and working with others that those decisions were the best decisions for the state of South Dakota.
Dryden was among Republican lawmakers who voted in favor of the teacher pay increase earlier this year. He was up for re-election in District 34 against Democratic candidate Steve Stenson. The deadline to withdraw from a legislative race has passed, but Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says Dryden's name remains on the ballot since early voting starts in a few weeks.
If he wins, then what would happen is that the governor would end up by state law appointing a replacement, and that appointment would not be able to be done until after the canvass, the official election canvass, which is a week after the general election. At that time, the governor would then be able to appoint for Dan Dryden's replacement.
Dryden was 72 years old. Dryden's funeral is set for Friday in Rapid City. Governor Dugard says flags will fly at half staff all day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Schrupinger in Rapid City.